Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, right in front of me, Vision, you're welcome. It's Margarita Grinevetska.
Thank you.
Is that okay? Did I do okay?
Absolutely fine.
Oh, that's fantastic. I feel I can retire now and walk away. Who will be conducting, let me explain this, conducting Tchaikovsky and Brooke. We had an advertisement for it there a moment ago, the RTE Concert Orchestra at the National Concert Hall, and this is happening on Saturday. Firstly, welcome to Ireland.
Thank you so much.
How long have you been here?
It's my first time here.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, absolutely.
Are we being nice to you?
The weather is not so welcome.
And nothing to do with us. And that weather's out in the Atlantic Ocean, so it's coming. This way.
Yeah.
So it's your first time here.
Yeah. I actually had a dream to come here.
Why so?
Because it's an amazing country with a lot of history, and also, you know, it's you have so many things which were driving me insane when I was a kid. I mean, like Irish dances, tap dances, and Irish culture, and pie. It's very, very interesting for me to really be here and to walk on this ground where it was actually made and which is like part of your culture.
Very good. Well, thank you for that, firstly. Secondly, you have you are a conductor, right? Yeah. That's the first thing. But are you a musician as well?
I was a choir conductor. Also, okay. I was a composing a bit, and I was a singer. So my story is I was really into singing. Yeah. But then when I was like around my like 13, 14 years, I was mute for 1 year. And then I just understood that I cannot sing in that way how I was singing as a kid. But
sure.
Still, I don't understand where to put my voice as a quite young, girl. So my body have been changed. But at that moment, I started to make lessons as a conductor. And that was the moment when I understood that I want to do conducting was the goosebumps on my
back. That was the thing I wanted to do. But I find it fascinating because having been in your part of the world, because you are Ukrainian.
Yeah.
Where are you from in Ukraine, by the way?
I was born in Crimea, actually, and then I grew up in Odessa.
Okay, in Odessa. So what I do know from that part of the world, choir singing is a very big deal.
Absolutely, yes.
Right across the region, being in a choir is just almost automatic. It's
absolutely,
just something
yes.
that people
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely, yes.
So it would have played a huge part when you were growing up.
Absolutely, yes. And actually now I am using these skills which I got there. And actually I have to say that I was born also with this feeling of the singing, of the choir, of this company singing.
Yeah.
And I use it when I conduct opera. It helps so much.
Yeah, and you do conduct opera.
Yeah,
I know
that's
one of your things. The other thing I discovered, thanks to the great Angela, who's with the orchestra, and she's incredible for the information, is that you started with a symphony orchestra conducting at 15.
Yeah.
How the heck did that happen?
It was accident.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Well, you just strolled in.
Actually, everything that happened big in my life, it's totally accident.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're 15, so how does this happen?
I was about to finish the graduation, that was my bachelor exam in the school.
At 15?
Yeah. And I thought, I'm conducting Vivaldi, Gloria, and I thought, wait a minute, it's the piece for the orchestra and the choir. Why have to do this with the piano? So I went to my teacher and I said, what if to ask the orchestra to play that? She said, why to not to ask the orchestra to play that? And we went to the conductor of the symphony orchestra and she said, why wouldn't you conduct this? So it was like a concert and I really conducted that. Yeah.
Wow.
So that started from that
you
moment.
But you're nervous? Because you don't
actually not.
No.
Actually not. No, I enjoyed so much. I was like, okay, guys, let's do this.
You're a very brave person, I tell you. Because these are musicians and they would be seasoned. They would people who have played for some time.
It was like a school orchestra. So
that's okay.
Yeah. But also the way.
You can boss them. You can boss them all you like. You can boss them all you like. But you do. I know opera is a big deal to you as well.
Yeah. It's part of my heart.
Is it? Yeah. Do you have favorites?
I would say Puccini. Yeah, he really touched my soul.
See, yeah. We're friends already.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. He's
yeah,
my absolute favorite.
Yes, absolutely.
What is it that he does for you? Is it? Well, it's the music, yes. Is it that it just touches you? I mean, you put it in a nutshell already.
Oh my God, yes. Yes. Actually, Madama Butterfly and Suor Angelica, they became like a knife in my heart since I have a kid also. So yeah, it's really... Yeah. It's...
But you can go on. I mean, you can talk about Bohème, you can talk about La Rondine. You can talk... Like, it's just goes on. Anyway, look, you're going to be conducting... Better make the point. This is interesting. The OT Concert Orchestra on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. And Roseanne Philippins is the violin. You're today in to rehearse with the orchestra.
Yeah.
We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Yeah, nobody knows.
So nobody knows. Well, the Met Office seems to think it's going to be a red alert everywhere, so that's fair enough. We take that on board.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? So have you everybody in today? How are you going to play this as a conductor? Is everybody in today to be a part of the rehearsals?
Yeah, I think that today we will meet.
Yes.
We will have the meeting. And
you've not
met
them before?
No.
They're
this
lovely.
Is my first time, and I really hope that we will have like the magnetism from the very first... side, and I hope that it will help us because due the weather probably we'll have.
But you would be rehearsing for 2 days.
It is planned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, you could be in the hotel, eating.
I hope.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I hope that the weather will be a bit more like kind to us. But there is also this opportunity that we will play in the concert with like more. Let's say concentration.
Yes, well, yeah, that's for sure. That's absolutely for sure. We're going to play a little bit of Tchaikovsky to give people a taste of what they expect on Saturday night. We'll just play it and we'll come back to it in a second. Symphony number 6, and that is music that you will hear on Saturday night.
Absolutely,
it is absolutely stunning. Now, that's the Leipzig Orchestra, not the OTA Concert Orchestra, but they sound just the same. They sound, if not better. Tchaikovsky, again, one of your favourites,
Yeah.
And when you conduct pieces of music like this, I thought it was interesting the way you said Puccini touches your heart.
Mm-hmm.
do you get, I mean, you're working, you're conducting the orchestra, but also you love music.
Yeah.
So it's obviously very close to your heart, this whole idea of what you do.
For example, exactly in this piece, I really would like to, for a moment, for this time when the music will sound, I really would like to transform into Tchaikovsky, because this is his very last piece, and this is his own requiem. This is his farewell song, and I suppose that he had a lot of things to tell to us before he died. Because I think that I was actually doing the research, because this third movement from this symphony, it was driving me crazy. Like, how exactly I have to play this? What is this music about? Is it something joyful, or it's like more like struggling, or it's like the fight? So I was doing the research, like what exactly he had during this time when he was composing this piece. And I understood that he actually knew that he's gonna die. And so my idea is that the first movement of this piece, it's like the person who is meeting the fate, the destiny that he has to, and he's begging to, please, I don't want to go to another world, let's say, I don't want to die.
Yes.
The second movement, it's about love, and there is this major minor combinations all the time, which means that, okay, you can love, you can be so romantic, but his way of love, because now we can speak quite open that he had like he was a homosexual, and he was that kind of love was prohibited at that moment. So he always had this struggle. He was always like in tortures to love someone. So like love, it's the same as tortures inside.
Yes,
so this
yes.
is the second movement.
Yes.
The fourth movement, it's exactly about accepting of the death, like it comes. And as we know, that the official version of the death of Tchaikovsky is that he died from cholera. But the unofficial version is that he had poisoned. But I suppose that he did it by himself, because he was forced to do that, because he had some bad connection, like the connection with the nephew of one big person, and there was the trial of the owner, and they said like, okay, so or we will make it public and you will be destroyed, or you have to finish your life.
And is this an accepted story?
It's like unofficial. I was reading a lot of articles about this.
Yeah.
And there is like one tam-tam sound in the very, very end. And I suppose that this is the moment when he drank this poison.
Right.
And exactly after this, we hear this chorale of a dark brass section, which means that he's really dying, and we hear the heart stop in the very end. So the question is, what is the third movement? And I was thinking, okay, there are the versions that this is from his childhood, from the fighting, from a lot of things. So I combine it, all of them, and I understood that this is his life story, like the retrospective, because the big thing, very, very, you know, passionate and very full of energy, it starts from the pianissimo. Actually, it starts with the oboe, not with the clarinet, which is like late timbre of the piece, like the voice of the composer.
Yeah.
It starts with the oboe. It's like a bit different sound, and it's like more less adult, we will say.
Yes, okay.
So I understood that.
Playful, exactly.
And I think that it started from very childhood, and then he shows like how he grows up and how his glory. But like this glory is becoming fortissimo with the whole orchestra playing this theme. It's pam 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 pam. But then it stops and it arrives the fourth movement that even the glory will not rescue.
That's right, because the inevitable is going to happen.
Yeah.
I just have to say to you, I have never come across anybody who could sell a piece of music the way you just did. And it seems to me...
May I take it as a compliment?
Oh, no, it is a compliment.
Thank you so much.
Because what I'm hearing, the way you did that, is it makes me think, imagine, it would be wonderful in a way, because we all listen to music differently, we all hear it differently, and we might know a bit of a story or something else, but it would be wonderful if you had 10 minutes to say everything you just did on stage. I'm not suggesting it until you're all right. But just, can you make, you know, so the audience go, okay, now I know.
Yeah, it's going to be like a movie for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, exactly. That this is Margarita's vision of what's going to happen. And then away they go. And because quite often we go and we sit back and we just enjoy the music and we don't necessarily understand, the story, but maybe the background.
Yeah.
And in this... Well, you sold it to me. I think I have to go out on Saturday night now. But it's a beautiful... No. It's beautiful the way you've explained it. Is your family back in Ukraine, by the way, I should ask?
No. Now they are fine in Germany.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And everyone is safe.
Thank God.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've family everywhere. And,
yes. And I hope that it will finish.
So where will you be after this? You finish... Do you go back to Ukraine or will you go...
I live currently in Lithuania. And Lithuania actually it translates like the country of the rains. So
yes.
But not that much as here today.
No. Don't tell anyone. But we only get the odd bit of rain, so don't be worrying about it. Now you're also playing some Brooke. I have a little bit. We won't get into an explanation of it. A little bit of the violin concerto, just to give people a little sense of that. This is where Roseanne Philippines will, of course, come to the fore, just to give people a little taste. Just a little taste. That's all we have time for in this. There it is. And so only a taster of the violin concerto, the one G minor, Max Bruch, which Roseanne Philippines will be playing. Actually, it's funny, we played an advertisement for it earlier on. Just a reminder that it is the NCH, it's 8 o'clock, and it's on Saturday, when all the wind will be gone. All the wind.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, giving you peace of mind for the future.
Four doors. Four belts. That was only three clicks. Where's the last click? Someone isn't wearing their seatbelt. I need to ask them to put it on. But what if he laughs at me? What if the others take off their belts in solidarity? What if I don't ask them? However bad you think asking will be, it's nothing compared to what could happen if you don't.
Would you mind wearing your seatbelt?
No problem, man. Asking your mates to wear a seatbelt won't kill you. Every time, every trip, everybody, belt up. A message from the Road Safety Authority.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, Lee McNamara is our winner in the... Fionnuala Collins, by the way, was the answer to the competition this morning for the John O'Connor situation, so that's been sorted. Now, Margarita, because you're here, because you mentioned it, we're going to finish with Puccini. It has nothing to do with the concert, but just because you like it. With Renee Fleming
singing a bit of Puccini.
Thank you for coming in.
And, thank you for having me.
I wish you well, because... Your rehearsal today, fine. Tomorrow is going to be a day that nobody knows what we're going to do. And then, please God, Saturday will be good.
This weather is making this concert much more special.
Well, it's very dramatic, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's certainly dramatic.
Absolutely is.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in. It's Margarita Grinvetska, who is conducting the RTE Concert Orchestra this Saturday, NCH, 8 o'clock, Tchaikovsky and Bruch.